You can find plenty of silos in South Dakota, but there are only two of this type still around. I'll take you to a silo for something other than storing feed on this edition of the American Countryside. Tractor Supply Company is collecting donations to support grants for FFA chapters nationwide, and you can help. Donations can be made in-store or online with a purchase and will fund the National Grants for Growing program, which supports hundreds of agricultural projects nationwide, like school gardens and beekeeping stations. Donations will be accepted until February 24th, so head to your nearest Tractor Supply store or visit TractorSupply.com to donate today. Since the program's start in 2016, Grants for Growing has raised more than $2.2 million for the National FFA organization. Help us raise these numbers by donating today.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
During the Cold War, the United States and Soviet Union raced to build and ready missiles that could strike the other. In the upper Midwest, many of those weapons were Minuteman missiles. Today, their number is greatly reduced.
The New START Treaty that was signed in 2011, we are now at 400 missiles and 450 silos.
Those extra silos allowed for upgrades to be made without taking a silo offline. Joseph Brim at Minuteman Missile National Historic Site says today there are no missiles in the state of South Dakota. These were the oldest of the silos, but many missiles are still in neighboring states.
You've got the F.E. Warren Field, which actually goes across three states, Wyoming, Nebraska, and Colorado. Malmstrom Field, which is up in Montana, and then Minot, which is up in North Dakota. So you still have plenty of the missiles in place.
In fact, there are only two missile silos that still remain in South Dakota.
And one of them was never meant to be an active weapons silo. That's the launch facility trainer. You had to have a trainer so that the guys who had to maintain the missiles got used to working inside the silo and the work cage in the confined spaces. So you actually had one of these built on each one of these bases.
That training silo is near Ellsworth Air Force Base and is overseen by the South Dakota Air and Space Museum. And the other?
And then there's Delta 9, which is ours. Delta 9 stands as the last missile silo here in South Dakota. She is maintained as she was when the Air Force stepped away from her in 1993.
Delta 9 is part of the National Park Service. You can view the silo from above and read and hear the stories of those who worked there and similar sites. It's a piece of living history, and you can see the armaments that stood watch during the Cold War and continue to be a deterrent to war yet today. Traveling the countryside, near Phillips, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.